Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And I think about hope, and that's what I wanted to talk about in this part of the program, is about hope, because everything about our walk with God is about hope. And, you know, recently politics took over that word and used it. And the word is so powerful and people are so desperate for hope. They went after that. A majority of Americans went after that. But now they realize that it was the kind of hope that disappoints. It wasn't the hope that's in God, because there is a hope that disappoints, because hope is defined as a desire with an expectation of receiving, getting that which you desire. You think about that. It's not just like, it's not a daydream. It's actually, I have a specific hope that this is going to happen. And so you got a clarity, and we talked about vision earlier in the program, John did. And so he tells us, he says, listen, now faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. So it's not a mystery in the context of it. Like, I know what I'm hoping for. I know what this hope's inside of me. And you have to be very specific of that. And I can't wait to begin to talk about the fourth dimension and Young E Cho. And this is so exciting to be just that. But it makes me think about Abraham, the father of faith. When you think about, you know, I think it's at, Romans chapter 4. When, you know, this is a man who understood hope. He was called out. The Lord spoke to Abram at that time, but we're just going to call him Abraham through this talk. And this is, at this point, there is no paradigm. There is no right God paradigm on the earth. But God was going to begin to reveal himself to this man called Abraham. And in that, he had to actually believe what God was saying. He had to just, despite, because there is no paradigm. Understand, there is no paradigm for him. He's not able to go, I'm going to turn on a television. I'm going to turn on the radio. I'm going to go talk to somebody. I'm going to talk to an elder. I'm going to talk to my father. I mean, his father had all these other gods. You know, it was not, it just, there was no, he just had to hear and believe God. Mm-hmm. And then he heard the voice of the Lord come to him. And the Lord said to him this, he said, get up and I want you to go and I will show you. It wasn't like, okay, you know, this is, I'm painting a picture where you're going to go. This is the roadmap, you know, Google Maps or, you know, whatever. It was just, you got to have faith. You got to have faith that what my plans for you are greater than your plans for yourself. And my ability to lead you is greater than Satan's ability to deceive you. You got to have hope in God. And understand, it doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter if everybody in your whole community, like it was for Abraham, don't know God, don't believe God. If you believe God, you have hope in God. When God, understand, if he holds the universe together, he breathed life into your body and you're alive because he's good and he's faithful and he's merciful and he wants a relationship with you, you can believe him. You can have hope in God. God will not disappoint you. He may disappoint, you may be disappointed about a father treating you as the son or the daughter you are, but you're not understanding discipline at the time. He's bringing you into the fulfillment of the desires of your heart that lined up with what he has planned for you. But not understanding that, you think, well, I'm disappointed. Well, you're disappointed because you're misunderstanding. He loves you so much, he wants to make you a son. He wants to make you a daughter. And so he had hope. He had hope. And the fact is, he says, listen, the reason why his name went from Abram to Abraham, because that means father of many. That means father of many, because this is what God told him. He says, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. I mean, think about that. He says, look at the stars. And he says, can you count these? He says, no. He says, that's how many children I'm going to give you. He says, look at the sand. He says, can you count that? No. Well, that's how many children I'm going to give you. Children I'm going to give you. It's like, whoa. And then he can't have children. He's going through life and it's like, my goodness, you know, I know that the Lord told me I'm supposed to have my own business. I know the Lord showed me, you know, stadiums. I know the Lord shown me that I'm supposed to be pastor in a church, or I'm supposed to have a wife and this is supposed to happen, or I'm supposed to have children, or, you know, whatever. But it's like, it's not happening. Why isn't it happening? And understand that it's God's going to fulfill exactly what he said. If you maintain your hope in God, which is your faith in God. And so Abraham went through his whole life, and imagine, because we only lived that long, but back then they lived a little bit longer than we live at this particular time. And he went to 90 years old. He went into his 90s. Mm-hmm. And it hadn't happened yet. How many people go, you know, I'm 30 years old and, you know, I'm at the end of my life and it's just not going to happen for me. You know, I'm 40 years old. It's not going to happen for me. You know, I'm 60 years old. It's not going to happen. He was 90. He was 90 years old. And even though he had these circumstances, even though, you know, physically to be able to have a child, your body has to participate and your wife's body has to participate in the process. It got to the point that where, you know, he tried to make it happen early on through some other means. And that just caused all kinds of problems. And those problems are still here today. It's Ishmael and all those things. But God still was faithful. Even in the midst of all that, he was fully persuaded. I mean, against all hope, when everything's coming against you, to say, this is not going to work out, you can still maintain your hope. You just don't have hope in that. You don't have hope in this. You don't have hope in your body to be able to do it, maybe. But you have hope in God, that God's able to do what he said he's going to do. And God's looking for someone who just begins to get hope. We saw a great use of the word hope over this nation, and you saw the desire of the people. That's all we want. All we want is hope. You know, but you saw that's a hope that disappoints. I mean, look what's happened. I mean, look what's happened. Yeah. But understand that we can see that the people of America, what we're really saying is we do want hope, but there's a hope that doesn't disappoint. And the definition of hope is a desire inside of you for something with an expectation of obtaining that desire. And what you're seeing right now, when you had an expectation of getting something that you hope for, that it doesn't happen, then you're disappointed. So that's a hope that disappoints. So that means that maybe we had our faith in the wrong thing. We didn't have it in God. We had it in politics. We had it in leaders. We had it in concepts, ideas, schemes, you know, political speech, whatever it is. I don't know. But when you have faith in God, you have hope in God. I mean, Abraham, against all hope, he faced the facts. I mean, he faced these facts that I cannot do this myself. I've even tried it once. It didn't work out. He faced the fact that his body was as good as dead in regards to being able to have a child. He faced the fact that his wife, Sarah, that her womb was dead. It was not, would not have another child. It doesn't work. But he's still in the midst of facing the facts. He didn't bury his head in the sand of denial. He didn't hide himself from his realities. He didn't say, oh, no, don't say that. You're going to mess with my faith. I mean, he looked his reality dead in the eye, and he said, but still my God's able to deliver. My God told me that I'm going to be the father of many nations, that I can't count the stars in the sky or the sand of the sea, and that's how my children are going to be. And because he was fully persuaded that God was able to do what he said he could do, despite all the circumstances, God says he accredited it his entire life as the father of faith. This is like the father of faith in whose bosom will be welcomed in heaven. And what did he do? He said, you know what? I'm just going to keep hope. I'm going to keep hope. I'm going to keep hope alive, but it's hope in God, the kind of hope that does not disappoint. And if you haven't yet got into the Word of God yet to find out what he said, listen, you don't have anything to lock into. You got to get into the Word and get into the promises of God and realize he's not a man that he would lie, or the son of man that he would change his mind. God himself does not speak and not act or promise and not fulfill. All of his promises in Christ Jesus are yes. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.